I decided to come to the Epic Intensive because I really wanted to break out of my shell. You know, I've been just playing by myself a lot, and I really want to be part of a community, and especially a community of investors and people that I know they're doing great things, especially Matt and Mercedes. I'm privileged that I know them, and it's beautiful to see how they've grown, and so I really want to be part of that. What I love best about the Epic Intensive is that all the information that was shared, and then the way Matt brought it, it was a way to like transform you. So like it wasn't just like information given, but it was like information that actually would take you from wherever you're at to somewhere, some new place. That's what I really loved about the Epic Intensive.
Hey, Rockstar Matt here, and I just wanted to thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing this with your friends and your family. At almost a decade running now, we just wouldn't be here if you weren't doing that. So I'm really grateful for you, and I've got a really good show for you today as well. But before we start, I wanted to ask you a really quick question. I was just thinking, and I'm curious, are you breaking the bank right now on your time and your money, spending more and more on marketing, trying to buy discounted real estate? Because real estate investing trends, the trends have really gotten out of control lately. It's time to go back to the basics. To buy discounted real estate, you only have to focus on three things, just three things. One, contacting leads. Two, setting appointments. And three, making offers. And if you want to crank it up, setting up a really good automated lead machine, that's the way to do it. Do that and you're good to go. And before we get started today, this podcast, as you know, it's all about finding discounted off-market real estate deals. And if you're really serious about finding these types of deals and finding them at will, then you might like to join us at the upcoming live 3-day Epic Intensive Lead Machine Workshop in Manhattan Beach, California. It's July 18th through the 20th. And if that sounds good to you, then have a look at epicintensive.com. Now, let's get started with the show. What does your real estate investing and Facebook Live have in common, and how can it help you?
This is Terrio Media.
But before we get started, if you're interested in really going deep into your real estate investing and taking on the lessons that we share here and having much of the heavy lifting done for you, you might want to check out reiace.com. It's where my team will get together and basically copy and paste our business into yours. Then we'll go ahead and we'll customize it for you and your market, and you'll be off and running. You'll be in the business just like that. What takes most people 60 to 90 days to do on their own, boom, takes us 48 hours to do it for you. Alrighty. So Facebook Live. Real estate investing, what do they have to do with each other and how can they help you? Well, the big angle here is I've started doing these Facebook Lives and I've gotten found a whole new respect for talk radio hosts that are live on the air and just they're all by themselves and they just talk and they stay consistent and they stay on topic and they're entertaining and they're interesting and they're informative. And that's a skill that I really want. And just like real estate investing could be a skill that you really want. I got that down. This is a brand new skill for me. And I'm doing this because I understand when you're learning something new, you've got to go through the four levels of learning, regardless of what it is. Whether you want to go learn to play a musical instrument, you want to learn how to do that. You want to learn how to play the guitar because you want to be a rock star, or you want to learn how to be potentially a PGA golfer. I had this aspiration several years ago that, okay, I'm too old to make the PGA tour, but I might make the senior tour. And that looks like that dream is fading away also as the older I get. Or it could be something as simple as tying your tennis shoe. We've all gone through this process. Each and every one of us have gone through it. We know how to do it. There's something that we are good at right now that we used to not be so good at. In fact, we might have totally sucked at it before. And so I want to get really good at this. It's just something I'm fascinated with, and who knows what else it'll morph into. And this is what I know. Okay, so the four levels of learning. Number one, unconscious incompetence. This is when we don't know what we don't know, right? We don't even know that we're good at not good at something. So there was a time where Facebook Live didn't even exist. Right. And so I didn't even know what it was. There's a time where you didn't even know what a shoelace was. You have to go back pretty far probably, but there was a time where you didn't even know what your shoelace was. Then you saw someone tie their shoe, just like me. I saw somebody do a Facebook Live and they just held my attention. And I was like, wow, what a skill, what a gift. Those guys are really good on camera. And I was like, I want to be that way. So we made this discovery. Like, I want to be able to tie my shoe. Every time I walk, it falls off. I want to be able to tie it tightly to make sure that it's secure. So then you enter the second level of learning called conscious incompetence. Now you know that you don't know what to do or you don't know how to do it, right? So naturally you go and you seek some assistance. If it's tying your shoe, you look to your parents, or they're going to maybe instill that in you and initiate that. Myself, I went and looked at and started studying other people that were doing really well. And I'm really studying the people on the radio, talk radio specifically, and just watching how they interact. They stay on topic and they're engaging, and then they take phone calls and they don't get thrown off their game and they get right back on topic, right to where they left off. I'm really impressed by it. And for you, for your real estate investing, right? You understood that, hey, I saw this TV program. The person was investing and they bought this little house, the crappy little house on the street, and they fixed it up and they sold it to be amongst the best properties on the street. And they made a bunch of money while doing it. I want to do that, but you don't know how to do it. So you go out and you seek information. You listen to a podcast, you read a book, you attend a seminar or go to a boot camp or whatever it may be, or you find somebody in your network or your friends or your family who's done the same thing. You start looking for help and then you start giving it a try yourself, right? So you start giving it a try and you're not good at it at first because you're still in the second level, but you do it a couple times and finally you get that first deal under your belt, right? And you've hit this place where you're consciously competent. And, you know, you have to think about it a lot. You have to concentrate. You got to focus. And that's kind of where I am with this Facebook Live thing. It's like I'm really like structured and trying to focus and really concentrate. You know, I got these little bullet points over here to the side that I'm trying to go over, and I try not to let you think. I try not to make sure that you don't think I'm actually reading it and looking at it. And I don't know how well I'm doing, but I go back and forth, and then I got the comments coming in, and I'm like, I want to say hey to Glenn. I want to say hey to Chris. I want to say hey to Daniel, but I want to stay on track, right? But I have to really think about it. But I know through a lot of repetition, I'll get better and better and better at this. And your real estate investing, it's the exact same way, right? You're going to go out and you're going to do a deal or two. You're going to stub your toe. You might even lose some money. You might look a little silly. And what you'll know, understand, what you need to understand is it's impossible to learn anything and look good while you're doing it. So you just have to suck it up and face the truth that, you know, you're going to stub your toe and you're going to go through this process. There was a time when you were tying your shoe that, you know, you had to really concentrate. You know, I forget how it went. You take the little rabbit and you wrap the noose around his neck and you shove it down the hole, or however it was. It was kind of morbid in my house, but we had this little limerick that went for it on how to tie your shoe. And it was really difficult at first. But when you went through the repetitions over and over and over, I was finally able to tie my shoe, right? And you went through the exact same process. And so you became consciously competent. But then you've done it so many times over and over and over and over to where you became unconsciously competent. Think right now. Do you even have to think when you're tying your shoe? There's a moment now where you hit this point where you only have to think about tying your shoe, right? A deal comes across my desk and I can think I look at three or four little parameters there and I already know whether it's a deal or not for me. I don't have to really think about or concentrate too hard. I'm unconsciously competent at real estate investing because I went through these four levels of real estate the same way that I went through the four levels of tying my shoe. I went through the same thing with real estate investing. And now I'm trying to go through this with this Facebook Live thing, this broadcasting live, because I can get the video down. I can do the podcast. I've been doing the podcast for 10 years. And I don't know why this is so different. I think it's just more of a psychological mindset thing to where, oh my gosh, I'm live. It's somewhat the same skill set. But with the podcast, I always know if I mess up, I can go edit it. And sometimes I do, but I think I have a different level of comfort there. So I'm not really nervous about it. And to this day, I make very little edits, very few edits. Same thing with the video on our YouTube channel. Now, here's the sad thing, though, is most people, they get stuck right here. This is where it gets really tough, right here in the middle. And the only way to get from number one to number four is just through massive repetition. And it doesn't matter what you're learning, right? Doesn't matter what you're learning. You got to go through the massive repetition. And that's what I understand with this Facebook Live thing. I just got to keep on doing it. I got to keep on going, keep on going. And I'm going to show you how you can get through these four levels to make sure that you're getting through these four levels. Understand whatever it is that you're learning. And I know that so many of you are interested in your real estate investing that you're going to have to go through these four levels. So kind of look at each level. Where do you think you are right now? Are you on level two, like you've been thinking about it for a long time, but you haven't taken a step out to do it? Or are you here in the middle where you're trying it a lot, but not with a whole, not a whole lot of success? Or have you got a few closed deals? You kind of got it figured out, but you still got to think about it a lot. You still got to still really concentrate. Or are you here and you're doing deals regularly and you're making money? Imagine investing in real estate with the same ease as it takes to actually tie your shoe. What would that be like? Just think about that. You'd be tying shoes all day long, wouldn't you? Because it would be effortless. Real estate investing can be just like that as long as you go through the repetitions, all right? So this is what you have to go through. So let me show you how to get through this. Let me show you what's really going on so you don't get stuck here like everybody else. Most people get stuck here on everything in their life that's worthwhile, okay? So when you're going through these four levels of learning, what you're going through is what we call, I call it the emotional roller coaster. Sure, there's other names for it, but I call it the emotional roller coaster. And there's four points on here, four pivotal key points on this emotional roller coaster. This first point right here at the top, right here at the beginning, and this is kind of the level two, the conscious incompetence, right? This is where you're really excited. This is where you're really eager. You just listen to the podcast. You just listen to a seminar, just left a workshop, and you're all fired up. You just read a great book, and you're like, wow, that was easy. I can do this. And we call this uninformed optimism. Emotionally, this is where you're at your peak. This is where you're highest. This is where you're super, super excited, right? Then you come down here after you give it a shot, and this is kind of where you're coming down to that second level of learning, and in between the second and the third, you're trying to become competent. You've put in a few reps. You've stubbed your toe. Hasn't been the greatest experience for you, and all of a sudden, you be hit, wow, informed pessimism. What that means is, wow, this isn't as easy as it looked. This isn't as easy as it sounded when the person on the podcast was explaining how to do this. And you're like, maybe it's not going to be for me. So you're informed because it's not as easy as you thought it was going to be. And now you're going to become a little bit pessimistic. But you understand you got to push through, right? You can't be a quitter. No, you can't be a quitter. You got to keep going. So you persevere, you endure, and you hit this next point right here. And we call this the crisis point because this is the moment of truth. And this is where people, if we come back over here, right here, where they quit and they go and they teeter off over here. They said, forget this real estate investing thing. I'm going to go try something new. Little do they know that these four levels of learning, you know, they're going to go try an Amazon business. Maybe they're going to do that. Maybe they're going to go open up a coaching business. Maybe they're going to go open up an affiliate marketing business, something like that, because they heard that was really good and where to make a bunch of money. Little do they know is that these four levels of learning are awaiting them over there too. And they're going to have to go through the same emotional roller coaster, and they're going to hit the same point right here. And what we call this is, and you'll understand why in a second, it's uninformed pessimism. Right? Because if you look, if you keep on going a little bit more, that arc is going to start going in the right direction for you. It's going to start turning up. So we call this uninformed pessimism. But make sure that you don't quit here because you got to keep going because you're going to hit this point right here where all of a sudden those repetitions are going to start paying off and you're going to start branching and you're going to start going from here to here, the third to the fourth level of learning and approaching that unconscious competence level. And that's right here. And we have this level here is informed optimism. I got it down. You might not have it down perfectly yet, but you've got enough results to where it's enough for you to stay in the game. Now, what I want you to understand here, everything here, this is all in your head. It's just right here in your head. It's not even real. It's just what your brain and your thoughts are doing to you. And there's two critical points of irony here. One is right here, this uninformed optimism, right when you're getting started. And then this uninformed pessimism, right when you have this moment and you're about to give up. Two points of irony. Because if this is all imaginary, what the reality is this line right here. And what this line right here represents is your skill. This is what's really happening. This is imaginary in your head. This is what's really happening. And these points of irony are right here. If you notice, where your optimism is at its highest, your skill level is at its lowest. And right here, when you feel like quitting, when your pessimism is at its highest or your optimism is at its lowest, when you're at this crisis moment, this is where your skill level is at its highest. And just you just have to understand that you got to go through these repetitions here to persevere and push through. And each and every one of you can do it. You've done it before. Because I know each and every one of you can tie your shoe, right? Each and every one of you can walk. Each and every one of you can read. Even each and every one of you can add and subtract. And I know a lot of you play in a musical instrument. A lot of you play a sport. A lot of you have a skill that you are really good at that at one point you weren't. You're really good at it now and back here. And when you're unconsciously incompetent, you weren't. But through this massive repetition, you hit this fourth level of learning. So would you like to do this the easy way? Go ahead and just share with me in the comments. Give me a yes. Give me a hell yes if you'd like to do this the easy way. And I'll show you exactly the easy way. Or we can just wrap it up here because that was enough. That can be eye-opening enough for people right there. That can be groundbreaking, right? That can be totally groundbreaking. Okay, I got some yeses coming in, yeses in. All right, let me show you the easy way to do this. All right, so instead of real estate investing, instead of tying a shoe, instead of this Facebook Live thing, let's just go ahead and choose a new skill. Let's choose riding a bike, okay? We're going to ride a bike. And we have two scenarios. We've got, I don't know, what do we call him? Little Johnny. And we've got Little Mary. Okay. Little Johnny, Little Mary, they want to learn to ride this bike. They came out on a nice sunny summer day, saw all the kids in the neighborhood riding their bikes, and they're like, wow, we want to do that. Let's go learn how to ride a bike so we can have fun with all the other kids. So I'm just going to choose an arbitrary number. Let's just say that Johnny and Mary are going to have to fall down 24 times before they hit this fourth level of competence, this unconscious competence, okay? So Johnny starts. Johnny's really ambitious. He's really excited. He goes out and he falls once and he goes, ouch, that hurt. Not quite as easy as it looks. Let me get on the bike and try again. And so he gets back on the bike and he falls again. He says, this stinks and I'm not going to do this anymore because it hurts when I fall. So he just fell down two times and he gave up and he went back inside. So he's out playing around and a few days later, next month, he comes out and he goes, you know what? I've been having fun at the park. I've been having fun playing ball and catch, but I really want to ride a bike. I see all the other kids out there riding a bike. So he gets on the bike again, tries and falls down. Yep. This is exactly what I remembered. Gets back on the bike, skins his knee, a little blood comes out, eats a little dirt, and he falls two more times and then he quits again. Then next month, he does it again. Next month, he does it again. He does this for a whole year to where now he has fallen 24 times, right? So is he at the fourth level of learning at this point? What do you think? Actually, he's not. Even though he fell the 24 times, it took him 12 months to do it. And every single time that he fell down and took this break in between here, he took a couple steps backwards, couple steps backwards each time. He might be consciously competent, maybe, but definitely not unconsciously competent. So Mary, she has a totally different approach. Mary says, I'm going to fall 24 times today. So is Mary now unconsciously competent at riding the bike? You bet she is. She's really good, right? And at the end of a year, who's better at riding a bike? Is it Johnny or Mary? Well, Mary, she fell down 24 times in one day and became unconsciously competent on day one. With all of those repetitions over a whole year, she's by far the better bike rider. And your real estate investing works the exact same way. So the way that you do this easy, how you learn something new, how you go through these four levels of learning, how you go through this emotional roller coaster, it's easier if you go fast. I'm going through it fast. And that's how I went through my real estate investing. That's how I became a great real estate investor. And it's how you can become one as well. You just have to go through it fast. You know, there's a great story with, I don't know if it's true or not, but it certainly proves the point or makes the point, is back when Tony Robbins was working with Jim Rohn, that was his original mentor, and he said, told somebody, I don't know if he was to have this conversation with Jim or not, but Tony Robbins says, I'm going to go out and be a professional speaker. I'm going to be paid to speak. And the naysayers, the critics said, you can't get paid for speaking. You got to do at least 100 speeches before anyone is ever going to pay you. And Tony processed that, and he said, all right, then what I'm going to do is for the next 30 days, I'm going to do 3 speaking gigs a day. And by the end of the month, I'll have essentially 100 speaking gigs under my belt, right? And that's what Tony did, and that's why he's a paid speaker, because he went through those 4 levels of learning. He went through them fast, because it's easier to learn fast than it is slow. So with your real estate investing, if you're struggling, just get out there and put in the reps, right? Put in the phone calls, put in the door knockings, make sure that you got your lead generation going, go on your appointments, make those offers. Even if they're not the best appointments in the beginning, even if they're not the best offers in the beginning, just get through the repetitions. And the more you do it, the better you're going to get. And the better that you get at this, the more money you're going to make. So if you like the way this sounds and you want to plug in over here to where we have this proven system, where all you have to do is the repetitions, all the other stuff is done for you, all the setup is done for you, no more analysis paralysis or paralysis by analysis, no more getting ready to get ready. We'll get you up and running about 48 hours. Within 7 days after that, you'll be in the business and you'll be talking to people. You'll be going through those repetitions and you'll be on your path to making all the money that real estate promises. And if you like the way that sounds, head over to REI Ace. And if you like what you see, let's go ahead and jump on a phone and we'll go from there. All right. Take care. Bye.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.